This planned installation of cable barriers was approved 5 months ago, and the estimated $4 million project is currently in the planning and design stage, according to DelDOT Communications Director C.R. McLeod.
Over the past several years, DelDOT has already been working to install some of these high-tension cable barriers along Route 1 in identified areas such as curves, areas where we have smaller medians, and areas where we've also had previous accidents occur. So this is something that's been part of our strategic efforts.
McLeod says the stretch of northbound Route 1 where last Friday's fatal crash killed 61-year-old Audi Trinidad of Teaneck, New Jersey, and his four daughters and left his wife seriously injured has a grassy median that's 60 feet wide. Their minivan was hit by an F-350 pickup truck that crossed that median into the northbound lanes from the southbound lanes. McLeod says the high-tension cables serve to deflect vehicles from crossing medians and into oncoming traffic. McLeod says 11.5 miles of cable barrier will be installed this year on Route 1 from south of Middletown to Odessa and Smyrna. After that, another 12 miles of cable barrier between Smyrna and North Dover will be erected. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.